Last night, Indigenous land protectors from across the Treaty 9 region in Northern Ontario arrived in Kingston to join local organizers and community members in raising awareness about Ontario's recently passed Bill 5, the Protecting Ontario by Unleashing Our Economy Act. Community members Mara Shaw and Kristen Lowitz spoke with CFRC to explain what motivated them to arrange this visit.
Ontario Bill 5 was passed this summer, early this summer, just as we were all going on vacation. And Kristen will tell you a little bit It's a real affront to not only Indigenous rights, which is very serious, but also all of our environmental regulations that we've been working on building in a reasonable way for years. And also the kind of the democratic process. So we can get into that. But so we got a whole bunch of people, just people from Kingston together to talk about this and talk about what does this matter to us and what are we going to do about it? And everybody thought, man, we've never seen something like Ontario Bill 5 before. It is really a big deal. And the first place, or one of the first places it affects, is Northern Ontario, where the Ring of Fire is. That's Treaty 9 land. So we talked about how do we, you know, can we connect with those, the people up there? And there's a group of pro bono lawyers that represent them that we knew. So we made contact, and in Kingston, we raised some money to be able to bring them down here for a visit. And then for the next 3 months, we've been working on working out that visit. And they'll be here Thursday through Tuesday, meeting with people, giving talks. And we have two big events that we can talk about today that everybody here is invited to. And we really hope to pack the halls because we've got 12 people coming down from Northern Ontario, and the way we can show them respect and learn from them what is happening on their land is to fill the Spire and the Isabel Bader on Sunday and Monday.
I mean, we've talked a lot about this, and I think what we heard from those folks and people here in Kingston in the room we gathered was just really about forming relationships, right? And how do we create connectors and how do we create networks to support one another, right? And how do we enhance solidarity? And I think as, you know, folks in the North that are kind of on the front lines of this, we identified, you know, I think for people here, something we could do in terms of, you know, trying to provide a bit of a support network if they want to get their story out. And they've identified that they want to do that and want to share this. So that's essentially what we're trying to do. And I think one of the biggest things we can try and do as hosts for these guests that are visiting from Treaty 9 is to listen, learn, you know, bring questions, discuss, connect. And they're traveling here at their own expense, their own time to do this, right? So, I hope that we can get a good showing out of these activities.
Provincial Bill 5, or the Protect Ontario by Unleashing Our Economy Act, was proposed with the promise of speeding up infrastructure and resource extraction projects. Specific changes include replacing the Endangered Species Act and enabling the creation of special economic zones, which would exempt trusted proponents from complying with provincial regulations. The mineral-rich lands located in Treaty 9 territory, known as the Ring of Fire, have been specifically singled out as an area of major interest for the province and an area of major concern for those opposed to the bill. A host of environmental groups, Indigenous communities and organizations, and even municipalities have spoken out against the bill. Kingston City Council unanimously voted to formally oppose the bill in the spring. Lowitt and Shaw spoke to what's at stake.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot at stake, right? So part of that is about Bill 5 and what is Bill 5 about? Mara spoke a little bit to that. It was passed in June, despite a lot of opposition among not only, you know, First Nations, but also municipalities. The city of Kingston has, you know, said we don't support Bill 5. There's a whole set of schedules that goes with that bill that essentially all are meant to speed up infrastructure development and resource development and make that easier. And one of the pieces of that bill that I think is the most concerning is around the creation of these special economic zones, which means if you are designated a trusted proponent in one of these special economic zones, then existing regulations provincially, municipal bylaws do not apply, right? So all those kind of safeguards, statutory protections we have for environment, human health, occupational health, labor, all those things are potentially out the window in these special economic zones. The Ring of Fire has been identified as an area that's really of interest to our current government as one of these zones. And as I think, as you'll hear from the folks that are visiting, they're concerned. This is their lives and their livelihoods and their communities that are directly affected by this. And as someone who's, I'm not Indigenous myself, but want to try and, be a supportive kind of ally and help kind of connect their stories there in the North with what folks might do elsewhere in Ontario and across the province to raise awareness about Bill 5 and some of the environmental justices that are so closely linked to the potential implementation of this bill.
And I just add that these special economic zones can be created anywhere. So anywhere that the government decides they need a new landfill or a new mine, nuclear power plant, whatever. It can be on the shores of Lake Ontario. It could be at your family cottage. It's I'm not trying to be hyperbolic. That's what the bill allows. And so we need to be really concerned about that too, because there's minerals all across Ontario. So it just could be coming to a neighborhood near you. It's not just a distant thing. If I might, I would just like to add, we understand we need critical minerals. There's no question that Ontario's economy needs to continue, especially in the face of so many bizarre tariff threats and other economic threats. It's just that there's no reason to completely wipe out the regulations, the public input, the municipal bylaws and official plans. All of that is out the window with Bill 5. And what needs to happen is, we can still mine and still whatever, do whatever needs to be done economically while still respecting treaty rights and, the protection of our one and only earth, the biggest peatland in Canada, and, all of these important things that are really at risk.
Kingston's local Indigenous communities have also been organizing this event and welcomed our guests this morning.
In some of the initial community conversations we had here, we met with some of the members of the urban local Indigenous community and tried to take guidance as much as we could from them in terms of, what we're doing and how we want to welcome these guests here from Treaty 9. So there is a welcome ceremony on Friday morning that local Indigenous folks here are hosting to welcome the guests from Treaty 9. Natasha Darling is helping us to organize our community paddle on Saturday morning. It's full, but it's going to be an amazing event. And she has a paddleboard company that is about connecting youth to Mohawk culture on the water. There's meetings in Tiahtanaga. So hopefully those relationships and those connections will continue to be strengthened.
Shaw and Lewitt dove into the events in store in the next few days, including a community paddle, a concert, and a panel discussion.
Thursday night, there's a community paddle that's happening at Lower Brewers Locks. That is already fully registered, unfortunately, but we're going to be paddling on Saturday morning. And then Saturday afternoon, they have a variety of activities that they're doing. Sunday morning, they're speaking at the Unitarian Fellowship. And then on Sunday evening is the first event where we really hope the public is going to come out. It's a pay what you can concert at the Spire, and it includes three musicians, Kakao, Sarah Harmer, and Ramon Katakwapit, and all of them are giving of their time to support this event. We really want to pack the Spire because they're also going to be speaking. We're also going to be hearing from their pro bono lawyers about the legal. We're in Kingston, right? So there's a lot of intellectual people who really want to know the details of the law. So they're going to be speaking briefly, showing a short film about drone footage taken from that of the Treaty 9 lands and hearing from people. That's at the Spire on Sunday, September 28th. And as I said, it's pay what you can. And that's at 7 p.m. And then on Monday, we've booked the Isabel Bader for them to have a forum for Indigenous perspectives on Bill 5. And that's going to be a public lecture and time for discussion. So very intimate. Afterwards is going to be a reception so that people can really form those relationships that Kristen was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And the concert on Sunday, pay what you can. And I'd also just mention that all the proceeds from that, whether, you know, however much you can contribute, go directly to the Indigenous Land Protectors that are going to be there at that event.
As for what's next, Shaw hopes these events will encourage Kingstonians and help them know how to continue to get involved in the fight against Bill 5.
The people that are coming, they're far away geographically, but they're close in spirit and in purpose, right? We all have a vision of an Ontario that is at least maintained for our grandchildren, right? And so some kind of personal connection and relationship, but also a full understanding of Ontario Bill 5. It's very complex. There's a lot to it, and yet it's simple in its impact, right? So just a good understanding of what Bill 5 is. And then we're going to leave people with, what are the next steps? What can they do next? How can they be involved? We've got a really creative way for making that happen. So we're really hoping people come out to the concert and to the talk and learn more and continue to connect.
Yeah, I think it's a key opportunity to learn. And also, I mean, I teach a lot of first-year environmental studies students at Queen's, right? And in youth, the students, like, they really want, I mean, they're concerned about all these things we're talking about, right? About the environmental problems, climate crisis, Indigenous rights. So, I also often think about, like, what's the hope, right? And I don't mean, like, kind of hope naively, but hope as in, like, hope that's really fostered and driven by action and relationships. And so I think this is also a really important opportunity for young folks and also the broader Kingston community, if they're so inspired, to say, okay, this is something that is affecting me here that could affect my community that's happening within my own province, where I can, there's a network of folks and I can get engaged and contribute if they so wish.
We're not an organization. We're just concerned citizens. There are other organizations that are taking the lead on this. Ontario Nature is very involved, very concerned, and taking a whole bunch of different steps.
Once again, that was community members Mara Shaw and Kristen Lowett, who have had a hand in organizing a visit from Treaty 9 community members and youth this weekend to educate and advocate against Provincial Bill 5. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.